Pass goes to Jokinen on the right wing at the Columbus line. Now centers in front as he tried to find the rookie Porter going to the net. Just missed. Now in front. Here's Jokinen turning. He scores! 6 minutes and 11 seconds is all it takes for Olli Jokinen to make his mark on the Phoenix Coyotes. Jokinen, his first goal as a Coyote. It's 1-0 Phoenix.
Olli Jokinen scores the first goal of the season for his new team. Bob Heathouse, the call on the Fan, AM 1060 in Phoenix, as the Coyotes went on to a 3-1 victory over Columbus. Antti Miettinen is making his mark in Minnesota. He became the first player in Wild history to score in each of his first two games with the club, and he's kept right on scoring.
Back for Koivu. Left point, Moisis. Moisis shot blocked. Comes to Koivu. Koivu quickly. Miettinen shoots, scores! Antti Miettinen quickly from the left circle. Another goal for Miettinen, his fourth of the campaign. Power play goal for Minnesota, and it's 3-1 Wild.
Bob Kurtz on 830 WCCO in Minnesota as Miettinen makes it 3-for-3. His first of two against Florida was the game winner in a 6-2 triumph. Buffalo spoiled the Rangers' bid for a franchise-best 6-0 start. Hey, the Sabres had to get Coach Lindy Ruff his 400th win.
Roosevelt keeping it in, tipped around on the boards. Vanek gets a hold of it this time and clears it through center, and Paille digs after it. Paille out in front, Vanek scores! How do you do? Thomas Vanek last game with his first ever shorthanded goal. He liked it. He's making it a habit. He's come back again. Buffalo shorthanded a 3-1 lead.
Rick Jenneret on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Thomas Vanek's second goal of the game finished off a 3-1 win. Vancouver battled back to force overtime in Detroit, and then Alex Burrows decided enough was enough.
Puck comes back to Mitchell. He'll one-handed ahead to Edler. Now over to Burrows, who skates to center. Nice move. Burrows in over the right wing line. Wrist shot wide. Gets his own rebound. Ah! Scores! Off the inboards. Alex Burrows, 27 seconds in, and the Canucks win 4-3.
John Shorthouse, the call on the Canucks Radio Network. It seemed Edmonton and Colorado were headed for OT, but...
Back down to Morrow coming off the wing. Now back to Surre. Here's the shot blocked courageously by Jones. Another shot. They score! The shot taken by Ethan Morrow after a block on a shot from Surre. And a miserable goal for Peter Budaj with 5 seconds to play.
Rod Phillips, the call on 630 CHED Radio in Edmonton as Ethan Morrow's shot deflected off Dustin Penner, whose second goal of the game made it a 3-2 Oilers win. Finally, every player would love to score in his NHL debut. Two goals, even better, but a hat trick? That's almost unthinkable. Only twice in league history had a player tallied three goals in his first game, most recently in 1979, until Stars rookie Fabian Brunstrom did it in a 6-4 win over Nashville. Ralph Strangis with the call on News Talk 820 WBAP in Dallas.
Now Richards to Avery off to the side. Avery back to the line for Grossman. Around behind the net, Richards in front to Brunstrom. A shot, he scores! Hat trick, Fabian Brunstrom!
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.